they would lock me up, and I couldn't live without my bottle. I hated that judge for sending me to a place with all those drunks. I wasn't an alcoholic. Oh, I might drink too much at times. Everyone I knew drank. But I don't remember that any of them ever went to sleep in joints and woke up with no shoes on in the winter or fell out of chairs. But I did. I don't remember any of them getting put out in the winter because they didn't pay their rent. But to me, whiskey meant more than a home for my sons. Things got so bad, I was afraid to go on the street. So I turned to Mother's Aid. Well, that was one of the worst things that could have happened to an alcoholic woman. I would wait for the mailman each month like any good mother, but as soon as he handed me my check, I put on my best dress and went looking for my alcoholic friend. Once I started drinking, I didn't care that the rent wasn't paid, or that there was no food in the house, or that my boys needed shoes. I would stay out until my money was gone. Then I would go home full of remorse and wonder what I was going to do until I got my next check. In time, I began to go out and forget the way back home. I would wake to find myself in some beat-up rooming house where roaches were crawling over everything. Then the time came when I couldn't afford whiskey, so I turned to wine. Finally, I got so low down, I was ashamed of my friend seeing me, so I went to the worst joints I could find. If it was daylight, I would go down alleys to make sure no one saw me. I felt that I didn't have anything to live for, so I tried suicide many times. But I would always wake up in the psychiatric ward to begin another long treatment.